because it's like drunken Indian. Like he's like, he does like hota tawata, which loosely, which means in your white devil language, hey man, can you go to the store and get me some beer? And he does this other one where it's hota tawata, and it's like, which means I put my pants and fell down an escalator in front of a lacrosse team and the police got right over my tambourine. Like we were dying coming up with like the verbiage.
It's like the most PG Schultz set.
I know, it is. I know. Like, it's that. And then I make a
chunk. Get on the mic there, Nick. We're talking about Scuffed Live.
Scuffed Live.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah. Yeah, Scuffed Live. Scuffed Live, yeah.
This is Nick's Scuffed Realtor hitting the road here, and it's very funny.
It's super fun to do. We're going to do. I had a girl. I give a girl a cut. I go, I need a female volunteer for this next act. And like, I'll pick some girl in like the far back of the crowd. And she comes up, I'm like, come here. And then I grab the single mic, whatever the fuck they call that. What's the wireless mic? And I'm like, here's a glass, and I'm going to have this filled with water for you. And in 20 minutes, and every 20 minutes after that, you're going to come up to me and throw this in my face and break up with me in three sentences or less in your version of what you think Chinese would sound like. So it's the first one, the girl did a great job. You know, the girl was like, "Ciao, lao, ma, lao." Hit me with a glass of water. I was like, "No, Ming, please take me back. My little combination plate." Like, and then it was so hot in there. It felt great. I was like, "Oh, it's fucking great." And then she comes, she does it every 20 minutes. So she gets like two or three of them in. It's kind of fun. But yeah, we're going to do calls. And I'm coming out as, I don't want to blow these. So
don't blow it. But
yeah, but you're having a racist, but
fuck yeah.
So like shit like that. But it's fun. Like, you know, it's there's like parts of it that are like academic that get a little like, I hope they don't get boring, but I don't really care. Man, it's fun. Fuentes was awesome. I watched 50 minutes of it so far. It's a bear.
Yeah, that was cool, right?
Yeah, you guys are funny as shit.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really funny. I was laughing my ass off last night.
It's my idea.
Chris Lynch wrote it. Chris wrote the script for that.
Chris wrote Nick's lines. Sam and Nick's lines.
Can you guys hear me?
Guys, can you go ahead in the script? Hey, Nick, can you read the lines
that I wrote? Hey.
Check 1-2. Check 1-2.
Can you go with the thing about Palantir?
Can you hear me at all?
Do you feel like what?
Can you hear me?
You're a little
like
low.
Weird. Test. Hey.
But that was fun.
Test.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
It's not getting enough views though. Oh shit. I wish it was getting views. It's getting a ton of views.
How many views does it have?
It's probably like at 900.
About 900 million.
I know you wished it had only 50,000 views.
No, I want like 900 million.
Oh no. Oh, that's the way it works. The more views, the
front
better.
Page. 823.
Yeah, I'm sure it gets I don't know if it's the algorithm or if it's the content, but these things, they take this show that we do, it takes off like rockets, and then it plateaus. It just goes dead.
I wonder if they like, get...
Which could, it, you know, in all fairness, it could be the algorithm, but who knows?
But yeah, it was really good looking. I like everything about it. It's funny as shit.
Thank you.
Are you, I mean, I know you don't want to talk about it, but it's like... Where do you oscillate to? You know, like, where are you thinking about bringing in? How the fuck do you follow that? That's really good.
I think we're gonna let it sit for a minute, and then probably the next episode will be flat Earth guy, because that one's super funny.
You could invite Nick back if he's around, in 4 months or something.
Yeah,
that'd be you. Could, you know, I was thinking it would be really funny if you got Rachel Maddow.
We're just going to try to make it as big as possible.
Yeah. Like, what if you got, like, Jon Stewart? Like, a really good, like, a good, visible lefty.
I don't think any of those people are interested in talking to someone like me.
Which is kind of funny to think about that they wouldn't. Because I figured that would be like, no way. But there's got to be one.
No, it would be, there are people on the left who... they engage with people on the right sometimes, but it's a shit show. Like that guy, that British, that gay British guy that went on Rogan.
Oh yeah, they always just
Douglas, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
it's just never. It's never. It's there. They come on to browbeat you and gaslight you and try to trick you into thinking something that's not true. And I'm not really.
How about Rabbi Shmuley?
Super interested in that. I mean, that would probably, I would do that just for views.
Rabbi Shmuley would come on in 1 second.
Would he?
100%. I think he goes to like Rome to like start shit like on his own synagogue's dime.
Yeah.
He's like, I have to do this.
Well, that guy's a little scum. I wouldn't bet money that he couldn't have people killed, Rabbi Shmuley. He's in pictures with all these world leaders. It's pretty spooky stuff.
I'm sure that the world leaders, even the ones that are like globalist, you know, Soros level, they're probably like, oh, this fucking guy. Oh, yeah. Shit, here he comes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great.
He almost looks human in that picture. Notable work, kosher sex and kosher Jesus. Nice. Rack them up. Let's get ready, guys.
What's his accolades?
All right, let's get Rabbi Shmuley out here on the show. All right, Rabbi, what are you thinking? What's... What are his accolades? I don't think we want to dig into this script.
Olympic athlete.
Yeah, he's the most charismatic man ever.
But no, why is he like, what is he even brought up? Like, what is he just a famous rabbi?
He's some sort of operator. He's some sort of bad guy.
Oh, just like, just like us.
We're not equipped to pick this apart
and
figure out what's up, but something foul, something spooky.
We're kind of like operators too, with the guns.
I'm just excited about it. It's my first one. It's my first toothbrush. I like to call it my little toothbrush.
Well, Smith.
remember the watch you got me?
Did you lose it?
You're not going to believe this.
What happened?
I got bad news.
What?
It got stolen.
Did it really?
By a prostitute when I was cheating on my wife.
Did it actually?
Yeah.
What happened?
And it's the worst part. The fucking prostitute was a fucking guy. And here's the worst part. I knew it was a guy. I was thinking that'd be like the funniest.
There's eight worst parts.
Yeah, you tell us like, hey, remember the watch you got me? Yeah. It's stolen. She stole the box and the papers too. He stole the box and the papers too. And it wasn't even like a prison. it's like the worst news. You're like, no. Yeah, it's gone. That's why I'm wearing this one now, because the box and the papers are all gone, and I can't find it. And actually, I did track it down, and then he kicked the shit out of me when I found it.
He beat me up and gave me AIDS.
He beat me up and gave me more AIDS.
Yeah.
He gave me AIDS again. AIDS too.
He's like, hey, you might want to try this one on for size.
I was like, I already did. He's like, try it on again. It might fit better this time. I was like, it was only 30 minutes ago. It's a restaurant. Get off of me. He's like, you know, and then he put his hand in front of me with the watch on, and he asked me if I knew what time it was. He said, you're in Toronto now. Can you change the time for me? So I had to pull the set bin out and then set the time for him as he was giving me AIDS up my ass.
Your mugger and is having you set your watch.
Set your watch that he stole from you. And you hold still. He's like, I can't. Your ass is too good. I wish I could, young blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that was fun. Toronto,
dude, they're fucked. Canada's fucked.
It's not good. It's full of bad guys.
No, like the legislation is so, you know, to develop, if you split, say you bought a piece of land and you wanted to put a house on it, guess how much it is to file for like the paperwork.
To split
like,
it?
Just to like get, say, I'm going to build a house here.
To build a house on land?
Yep.
For the paperwork?
Yeah, like the development fee.
Is it $25,000?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's $250,000. That's right. And that's not fake. I was like, no, this has to be fake. And they're like, no, no. Like, so if you're a condo developer and you do like 10 units, it's $2.5 million of, like, and they're like, but it comes with all the permitting and approvals. And I'm like, it should come with a fucking house and a fucking car in the garage. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
I was like, when did they start that? And they were like, 2015. And I was like, how did they justify it? And they were like, it's just cost.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's real bad. I think we're gonna slide into socialism. I think that's going to happen.
They're guinea pigging it with like Mom Donnie.
I don't even know if they're guinea pigging it. I just think people are hungry for it. I think it's a natural thing that comes about that people want.
Because of lazy people talking too loud?
Or
billionaires being too corny?
No, it's because life is so hard and
what's going on, Chuck? Smoothies?
Hey. Nick brought you a toy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I got you
a toothbrush.
Oh my God. I've been thinking about that. I was like, is that my bag? Yo, dude, is this it?
Yeah.
Let's test it out. I test these things out. Like, I usually hold guns like this.
All the way through.
Damn, this thing's nice, man. I don't have a pump. So, it's got a sight on it too.
Yeah.
It's on. Dude, this is cool.
Right?
Man, I finally have my credentials so I can receive it.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can you believe it?
Excellent.
I'm so happy.
Oh, good. What was it? A driver's license?
Yeah. I didn't feel like using a driver's license for a number of years. That's my way of protest. Mm-hmm. It's a silent protest that I don't tell anybody about, but I do it on my own. It's between me and God. But I finally decided against protesting any longer.
Oh, good.
So I can receive shotguns now.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So I fucking show up with that thing, but I was going to have a fucking a shit fit. Whoop.
Why?
Just because we don't know where to put it right now.
Because it's too good. Put it on the ceiling.
Yeah, I'll put it on the door. I'll hang it with a fishing line.
There's nothing better than rigging a shotgun up to a door so when someone opens it, it shoots them. There's nothing better than that.
That is really funny. Like tension, trigger tension on strings.
Booby traps.
Yeah, booby traps with shotguns.
The word booby trap is really good too.
So yeah. Funny.
This will be a fun little word for something that's like chaotically.
Tit trap.
Titties trap. Yeah, like that.
Shotgun trap.
Yeah, that's so, like that one. Going back to that one, that one's really good.
Yeah, that's from the John Wayne movie. That's from not McClintock, not the shootist, but some other one.
That's
one
a
right
good
here.
Way to do it in a vice.
It's so funny.
Like put it in a vice. That's a good.
That's of course, like I could be wrong too.
That's like a practical. I like how practical that is. Like tying it down with straps and tape. Wow, that's crazy. TV. That's gonna be my new. Emoji or
do this to every door in your house.
Yeah,
every device and like,
it's always going
drawer.
Off. All your doors are like blown off.
Shotgun house is the best, like bomb house. It's so funny. It's nice.
You're just like constantly like resting your head like this.
It'd be nice. It'd be a nice friend to have. Who knows what it'd be saying to you?
You're always like stubbing your toe on it, and it's like kicking away from you. Yeah, it's like on the ground. You're like, oh, my foot.
Your toe is touching the trigger every time.
You're stepping right out. Like, you're getting shots of your toe going like that to the trigger, like as you're walking. It's shooting.
Your foot grabs it like a pistol grip.
It picks it up. Your knees jointed in a way it comes forward. You're holding your own leg like this.
Oh man, wish really, we could do that.
That'd be really good.
Trying to keep your own limbs from killing you.
it's impossible. Dickhead. It's always like pointing the gun at like waiters and shit out of nowhere. You're like, yo, chill, chill, chill.
Who doesn't have Tourette's of the body? Like, could you hold something without going like sooner or later? Yeah. or like unbidden, like just. Involuntary. Does that happen to anybody else?
There's a voice in your head. Gotta do it.
No.
Your teeth just blasting down on each other for no reason when you're sleeping. It doesn't happen to anyone else?
No, I wish.
I twitch sometimes.
Yeah. Some things happen. When you're on the wheel of the car, you're like, it's only a few degrees at this speed and there'd be no recovery even if I swerved and wanted to recover.
Boom, 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 boom.
The second I turn it, boom, 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 boom.
You're gaining speed.
I'm rolling. I'm trying to steer it still. It's got air movement.
You put your seatbelt on. You turn the radio off, AC up.
everything. The wipers are going, the emergency lights.
You're popping the trunk.
The trunk's going in and out. The airbags are going in and out.
You're moving your seat. You start, you look down at the speedometer. You're doing 75. You start rolling. There's a cop with a speed gun. You're doing 140.
You get a ticket for rolling over the speed you were rolling at.
You're, this is zoom in. You can see the wheels like a dyno with no track, like upside down. You can see you're doing the wheels and then braking while the car's upside down.
Look at this one. This one's nuts. The wheel from that truck.
Oh yeah, that's fucking wild. I remember seeing that. Oh,
that had me crying laughing.
Yeah, dude, that's.
Oh, there's another one. I was like.
The Chinese one in the Chinese lady in the Toyota Tacoma.
That was so funny.
Yeah. She goes like 60 feet in the air. It's like Chinese lady truck.
I think she was in a, oh.
It was Toyota Tacoma.
How could things like that be possible? Sad. It's crazy how strong, what's a tire indestructible?
That and the Chinese girl who took the 911 in Boston. She had a 911 in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Porsche?
Yeah, the Porsche, the girl. She's doing like, it's honestly admirable to see how fast she was going. Like, I can't believe she was going. She was going like 120 or something.
But what was the reason?
I think her eyes.
Her eyes needed speed.
Yeah.
they don't work unless you're going a certain speed.
Yeah. She said she had a need for speed. She liked the movie Need for Speed.
She loved the game so much, she decided to go 120.
She had, right there, woman crashes, that's it. It's so crazy.
Oh, damn. Oh!
Yo! She does a little karate. She says karate after.
Damn.
She gives the guys massages the second she gets out of the car.
How fast do you think that is?
Very fast.
Yeah, to be sliding like that fast.
That sucks to.
That looks like 80 miles an hour.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Didn't she like try to leave the state right after that? She got out of the car.
She's alive?
No. Yeah. No, she did. She. Did she?
These roads leading to a fatal crash.
Oh, fatal. Never mind.
Yeah,
there was one where a
girl tried to like. She got
out. I think she was trying to flee. There's one where she got out.
And she went right to the airport, like with a head bandage on. Like. One flight, please.
Oh,
one flight to China, please. Like your arm tied with your pants. Like,
did I tell you about the Harley crash I saw where the woman fell off?
No,
oh, no.
It was outside of Workout World, and the bike like slid out or crashed somehow. And the woman, there was a woman on the back, on the bitch seat, and she got up and she was like, I think something's wrong with my head. And the guy was like Tommy, and he was like, nah, you're good. Get back on. We got to go. And they just bounced.
It has to be a video of that.
No.
Oh, no, I don't. You saw that in person?
You have to get the video.
Where
were
you?
For Batman.
I was at Workout World.
I think I remember.
What city?
I remember
in
that.
In fucking wherever, Warwick or wherever it is.
Oh, that isn't it. That's Oakland Beach. That's exactly where that would happen.
You sure you are in Oakland Beach?
That's, if I ever saw it, I'd be.
It was crazy.
That's the best thing I've ever.
It was crazy.
Did she fall like?
It wasn't like a, you know, the bike wasn't totaled because they rode off on it, but it wasn't like a low speed, like parking lot whoopsie.
Did she go like left, right, or off the back?
Can't remember.
Oh man. I always think about that, like girls falling. Every time I see someone with a back end, I'm always like,
yeah.
There was, I remember meeting, who the fuck, I met a girl one time, like when I was in my 20s. She was like a hot girl. And she was like, yeah. Yeah, she was like that.
I hear you.
And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, yeah, I was riding with my cousin Henry's girlfriend was telling me a story. And she was like, yeah, I fell off the guy's bike on an off ramp. And she's like, thank God I had a helmet on, but I got like road rash all up my legs. And she was like hot. And I was like, oh.
She got hit with chains on the way by.
Damn. Road rash the game.
Is it worth? First of all, it's kind of established that it's not even good to ride a bike at all solo. But if you have two, is that crazy?
If you don't mind dying, I mean that seriously. I mean that's not facetious. I'm selling mine.
Yeah.
But if you don't care whether you live or die, it's fine.
Welcome to the club.
I'm glad you're selling it.
Yeah. You can hang it upside down. That thing is cool looking though. Like as far as a
you can drive it upside down?
Eh.
Yeah. I was thinking you could put it above the bar we're building at the new office.
The only one that's pretty enough to use a sculpture would be that Moto Guzzi that I had, which I might buy one of those and just put it somewhere. But
it'd be cool if it was upside down.
Yeah.
Or like augmented in a really retarded way.
The H2 is cool, but we put an aluminum tank on it from Japan, which looks really badass. But I don't like the contrast when you see like the little plastic pieces and the thing is supposed to be like high art to me. Oh. I just don't like that.
No.
That's not
Kawasaki is just such a good company.
It is great. It is an impressive
I like machine.
I might keep it, ride it every day.
Why don't you ride it to work at least?
You know, it'd be cool if it had like off-road tires on it.
Beach tires?
Yeah, like beach. Like if you could somehow like manipulate it to have like beach
cruiser.
You're telling me
big bars like this.
you couldn't put paddles on there and ride that into the water?
Maybe
like a steamboat, like the boat freaking wheels.
Boat, yeah, boat wheels. You're doing 210 on the water.
Cigarette boat speed.
You're passing cigarette boats behind him.
Well, how do you drive this with someone on the back though?
Well, look, yeah.
So that's the one that you have?
Yeah. That's the Kawi H2.
That's me.
That's in your house.
Cool.
Can you fit three people on a bike?
They've probably made one that we can do that.
Maybe it's an Indian build.
Look at that dirt bike one on the water.
They got sidecars too, Chuck.
That's the coolest thing ever. When they did that on a, is it like Nitro Circus or something, they did that? Chris, did you shit by any chance?
Yeah. my bad.
I feel like
I don't know what's going on.
I'm changing my daughter's diaper and I was like, you took cocky and then I just went like a shit covered diaper, bro.
My bad.
Like holy shit. So it's like baby shit.
All right. Trevin, cut this part out.
He goes down, he flexes.
Trevin, don't
flexes
cut this part out.
Do you have a fucking jar of peaches
before? I
what the fuck? Do you need a go-go squeeze?
Go-go squeeze. Holy shit.
Cannellini beans for breakfast.
Jesus Christ.
I'll figure that one out.
Speaking of which, I mean, this would be a perfect time to do. Chris, you got that one that I sent you, the next, like, of the guy who's working on chemically making the stinkiest fart you can do? What? I know this is really stupid.
Well, that's easy. It's a Dunkachino and Burger King onion rice.
Wait, you're probably creating right. creating the.
I thought I sent it to you. It's eggs, black bean water, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
It's like all the stinky foods and like cabbage and fermentation. It's like it's got the most sulfur. It's got like 10 times the normal.
Why not just eat matches?
Eat matches. It's just so fucking stupid, but it's kind of funny
though. Brussels sprouts will definitely do it.
That's what the riddle has been reduced to.
The guy should run for fucking mayor.
He's holding it.
Yeah.
Oh. He's probably got a wedding ring on.
No, my bad. We were looking up many, many men on motorcycles.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Eight
yeah.
people the, on motorcycles.
I had a neighbor as a kid whose wife had died after a motorcycle accident from her on the back.
Who?
It
wasn't like a guy who went to school, was it?
No.
Well, oh, yeah, these guys. That's right.
I don't remember his name. This was in the 80s.
These guys.
Is it some sort of, is it one of them flying temples?
That's Pakistani Army's secret weapon. The guy in the front is the worst.
Oh, God, bro.
His sack is is getting tickled by the little fingers on the bike ones.
Well, the world record is 58 people on
that's
a bike.
Sad. What would God think of that?
Cool.
Not good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nothing.
Sick, dude.
Chris, we could turn my speakers off.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Can you hear them?
Yeah.
Oh, there's music playing. You were hearing like white noise. Something. I was like, Michael Keaton.
I got a little white noise for you.
You want to get nuts? That's so awesome. That's what
my father-in-law said to do. He's like, just you just get something like that and you crack it at the end of the hallway. That's enough to scare people?
I believe it. Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Guns are fun. You have that. You have a pump like that, right? Like same size.
What do I? What did I get? A Benelli M4.
A Benelli M4, and it was like a
the expensive
unique,
one.
Unique SKU.
Yeah.
Is it? Does it have a special skin?
It's got some coating that people want, but it's like a little more rare.
It's a cool, very cool shotgun. One.
Yeah.
When I was there, I was like, "Are Chrome 1911s gay?" And he was like, "No, they're fat." And I have one.
Where did you go?
The D&L.
D&L?
D&L in Warwick. And when I was there, look up this gun. Colt 1911 Tallow, T-A-L-O, Gold Cup. In high, they call it Royal Bright right there. The auction's LSB, like that one right there. That exact gun right there.
Oh, that's fat.
It's so fat.
I'm getting that.
That's a fatty.
I'm getting one.
I go, can I buy that right now? No, I want that too.
I want that too.
I was like, what are the odds of me getting two? He's like, fucking rare as shit. It's
45. You want a 45?
That's fat.
It's $2,500.
That's fucking fat.
It's the kind of gun the Shadow would use.
Yep. It's like the perfect. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's menacing.
I want this one.
That's really cool.
How much did that sell for? Yeah, I know. You got the Mexican one.
And that's not obviously not carrying that.
You carry that?
That's, yeah,
you carry
I mean, that. You can, but that's...
Well, you're gonna. You will. You better put it in a pack.
It's a bit big. You put it in a pack. Did you see? I saw one. I mean, I guess...
I want the shoulder holster out. Right here.
Check out the shoulder holster for the sawed-off shotguns.
Yeah.
Is
what?
Unbelievable. Like it hangs down on the side.
It's, no way.
I was like, bro, man. Let me see if I can...
Your guns are sick.
Yeah, they really are.
And they're pretty valuable. Like they're cool.
They are cool.
Like
yeah.
They don't really go down.
No, yeah.
So I was like, all right. I was like, can I buy that? He's like, yeah. I was like, will you do a deal on it right now? He's like, nah, it's consignment.
Hell yeah.
Look at this.
Hell yeah.
Bro.
We gotta dress like that.
Yeah, I need to dress like that.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Oh yeah. That reminds me of old school.
You should go do that and do job interviews at like Best Buy.
It's hanging down. You have a coat.
It's
on.
Legal. I'm legal. You can't legally. You can't touch me. You just push out of the, you're doing a job interview in a McDonald's with a manager dressed like that.
That's something that old school would use.
I like wow. how you have to cover it. You have to cover it like it's a goddamn stick of dynamite because someone will scream in the side of you because it's brandishing. Mm. If they can even see it on you, you get a charge coming at you.
I know. I thought about
fucking
that.
Yeah, it's called like there's like flash. It's called flashing, I think, or not flashing.
Click the one with the kick. I want to see who's got the moves here.
That's rock and roll and old school.
Oh, it looks like he's doing some kind of wheel kick, maybe.
What is this?
Yeah. This is wait. Were you? I don't think Chuck was here when we did the
pretty cool office.
When we did the real life superheroes. Oh.
Real life superheroes, no, Chuck.
I remember the Red Rocket.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, the Red Rocket.
IRL superheroes. But let's see old school. What's he got going on?
So old school is
he's gonna crack some skulls.
He's just only doing wheel kicks out in the street fighting people.
Yeah.
I was looking at the map and
he's missing the getting away.
This is the closest guy. He's in Boston.
This guy's fucking awesome. He joined the California Initiative San Francisco.
Hard way. That's his name.
Late 2011. Hard way.
Wow. Also known as Hardway, Agent 00 Soul.
Whoa.
Hardway? Yo.
He's got an alter ego, Thomas Strange.
Do you think he's at all strange?
Yo.
Fuck yeah.
He's just listening to Sinatra and shit like that.
Look, he's got sneakers on.
He's cocked.
He's running immediately the quarter mile.
His fly's open and he's got
he's sort of hammered all day.
A huge gray bush is coming out.
Asics.
He's beating the shit out of innocent people for no reason. He's calling himself a superhero.
Chainmail is going on over here.
It's just staples.
Is that for knives? Does chainmail protect against knives?
I think it does.
That's clockwork.
Clockwork is, you can count on him.
Clockwork, Hardway. Wow, that is so good.
These are pretty good names for,
yeah.
They're really, really good.
Like, these guys didn't fuck around.
No.
What's the other ones? There's like 16 right there in that picture. There's good names right there.
These guys are not messing around.
Nightbug is not that good.
No, it should be just Bug.
his alias is Nate Bogue. Oh. That's great. I like how they have Alias info. That's great.
This is cool, man.
I saw for the first time Sin City.
Oh, it is just bug. Mm. Oh, yeah. Sin City 1 kind of, it's as minted.
Sin City's fucking fat,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I watched that for the first time, and I was really impressed by how, like, the visuals.
That movie's fat as hell.
The best performances from Hollywood A-listers that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Mm. It was Marv.
Michael Madsen?
Yeah, Michael Madsen was in it. Yeah. His Bruce Willis is, he used a butt fuck, I think, before they joined the force together. Dirty Cops.
Remember his that? Partner.
Yeah, his partner.
His life partner.
Yeah, his partner that shot him in the back or something, and he was jacking off. But Marv, Mickey Hammer dropped the hammer in this one.
Mickey Rourke always drops the hammer.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He must have got real. He must have really said some crazy shit to some fucking executives back in the day. Because
yeah.
He's a pretty talented actor. He could have been like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
And he was, and people liked him. And then all of a sudden, they're like, get him out of here.
Although Elijah Wood, when he got amputated this frame.
Whoa. What the fuck is that?
He it's was his frame from
salami.
The movie.
He's got salami in his legs.
He's got cigarettes in his legs, bundles of smokes. He was the guy that was untouchable. Even when you did that to him, he was still looking at you, smiling. Like nothing mattered to him.
Yep.
That's what they didn't understand.
The wolf was
about
eating
him.
His dick.
They should have just set him on fire and walked away without even thinking about him ever again.
I did like how they used like light and like how the white was just, like completely whited out and stuff like that.
Who did that?
Yeah.
Rodriguez.
Oh.
And Robert Rodriguez edited it.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around regardless of us.
He did a good job with that.
Whatever.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was cool of him to do that for us. Mm-hmm.
He did a good job with El Mariachi. But that, it's, every like the score in it, mm-hmm. Everything about it had a real touch to it that really died in 07.
Garbage
came
in
out,
it?
06.
Is garbage in the score?
I don't know. I only remember like the menu theme song, which is called The Cell. By, I believe I forget the band, but it's really maybe the best. Sometimes I have it on repeat, the instrumental one, for weeks.
Oh, it's all.
Wow, Graham Revell. He's in the stock music we've been looking at. He does really? A ton of, he must have made like fucking 5,000 songs.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
Rodriguez is on a lot of them.
He's singing on him?
He's like this. He's playing. I don't know what he plays.
With himself.
He's playing with himself. He's making movies with his kids. Remember Spy Kids?
You know it's a cool video. This is sort of related.
That's his son.
We might have watched this, but Steve Vai, when he was recording the guitar solo for Halo 2.
Oh, wow.
That was...
Is there a video of that?
Yeah. It's
We're talking about the that shit
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. They're like,
oh yeah,
they're like figuring it out though.
Oh
like,
my, oh yeah, yeah.
They're like,
this is a legendary one.
But they're like figuring it out, which is
Marty.
Cool.
Remember they threw Marty out. Remember, Bungie used to be so good. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have given Prince a try.
They called him up. He was just coughing up blood. He's like, I'll call you right back. I'll give you a buzz right back.
I think it was the fact that it was like an alien game, like a sci-fi game, but it has like a blues rock thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens like, love the blues.
It's just a contrast that works.
You ever seen Heavy Metal, Nick?
No. I've seen...
You never seen Heavy Metal?
No. It's a real one.
Fuck.
It's absolutely real, yeah. John Candy, Eugene Levy. I mean, the whole SCTV crowd, who knows? I forget.
This might be one of the most important ones.
Yeah. Is there a, should we do the Restored?
Yeah.
Give it a shot?
Because it's Restored.
What happened to it? Someone jizz on it?
Is that Scanimate?
Oh, I was looking forward to hearing it.
It's got
to
be.
Can we play the song?
That is it just so gonna decent. Get
cut out the title, the opening titles, Heavy Metal opening titles.
Is this Sammy Hagar or what? That's Sammy Hagar, right? The heavy metal. It has to be
it's,
heavy metal.
What's
Don Felder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sammy Hagar's got bangers on the soundtrack, but I think the opening title is Don Felder.
So good.
Who's Ivan Reitman? What else did he do? I mean, I know he's like the biggest name, but what else did Ivan Reitman do?
Ivan Reitman.
What did he look like?
He was his right hand man.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, looks just like him. Checks out.
Ghostbusters.
Oh. Oh, okay. He did all the funny, goofy stuff.
He owns a Honda dealership in Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, he did Dave. That's another clone one. Like, the president dies, just replaced with a clone immediately. His twin brother.
His junior. Think about that. As Arnold Schwarzenegger is pregnant, right?
Yeah, the one with Danny DeVito, or no, that's twins. There's one.
Danny DeVito, yeah.
Danny DeVito Jr.
What? I never heard of this.
Pregnant. He's a pregnant man.
He got fucked in his ass. He gets pregnant.
His ass gets pregnant. Isn't that beautiful? Women probably like that.
Who's the woman in it?
That's Emma Thompson.
Is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like her at all.
Oh, it's probably in the 90s.
Oh, Emma Thompson. I think the other one. Who's the girl? Not Emma Thompson. Who's the other one from? Fuck. She's like the villain in Beverly Hillbillies. Leah Thompson.
Yeah, Leah Thompson.
Oh.
My baby.
Does Junior get born at the end of Junior?
Yeah.
The baby gets born?
Yep.
From what? What are they? How does he come out of his ass?
They cut his as scissors. They cut his asshole all the way up his back.
He's an emergency C-section.
You edit the movie to where they're like, "All right, push Arnold," and he's like, "Ah!" And it's the sound of like big scissors cutting an asshole with flesh and cracking bones.
And then he opens up like a baked potato.
And then a baby comes, like, falls out of a hole.
Yeah, and they're like this, women, fuck women, fuck women. They're just chanting that at the end. We don't need women. We'll do it out of our assholes.
Did you see the War of the Worlds Ice Cube stuff?
I saw it on Twitter. I didn't look at it, though.
He's another one that fucks girls so much, he puts their butts to sleep. Remember that? His Jimmy runs so deep, he puts your butt to sleep. All of a sudden, he's in family sitcoms. He's in War of the Worlds, Mr. from NWA. Isn't that crazy?
Well, they had it out for him because didn't he say they're all fucking gay or something? So that they sabotaged him to put him in this piece of shit.
They've been sitting on this for 5 years.
Can we look on YouTube and see what's up with it?
They say
I watched it.
Oh, you watched the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing, and it's so impressively
it's
bad.
As good as they say.
It's impressive. It's actually worth the watch.
Let's check it out.
I'd rather just like put it open up Netflix.
I know what you're saying. Ice Cube said some stuff 40 years after everyone was saying it or something like that. Yeah. I know what you mean.
And then they were like,
I thought that was the guy from Westworld, which season one was relatively decent because of Ed Harris.
I'm coming for you now. I'm back up.
Damn it. He can't leave.
He can't even open the door.
The whole movie takes place here.
Really?
And he's just on FaceTime with his son and his family, and he's trying to save them, but he's literally locked in his own room. They don't explain it.
Wow.
And he's just on OBS.
He's just watching people die.
I'm coming right now. Okay, I'm coming to you. I gotta take the steps. All essential buildings secured.
What was the one where Denzel Washington takes over the hospital? Is it John Q?
Yeah.
John, it's like Cassavetes even directed. That's the best movie. Just reminded me of that for a second. We should watch it again.
And also, when he's on the computer, he'll like highlight drones and right-click them and be like, and the right-click options are like sabotage or like decode.
Can we see it?
Yeah, I gotta find that shit.
I saw it as it was framed up as like, this is an actual scene from the movie. This isn't a parody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like, pretty much all I saw. This is not a parody. I'm like, oh, that doesn't look good. But actually, it does look good, I guess, if it's funny to watch.
Right. Why are we so mad?
I'm coming. Looking. Sad. I need that drone.
Right here.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
I won't. I won't have that. Why would he be saying that? Did they put that in?
Move, bitch, get out the way.
I don't approve. I've heard that in a rap song.
Oh, yeah, there's so many parts where he's just not saying anything, just doing this.
Back to lab and finish up. I wish he was getting head under the desk like in Swordfish the whole time.
That's not even showing that.
Give him head.
He's giving head the whole movie.
Yeah, there's no good clips, but anyways.
I think we're better off just watching the music video for Today Was a Good Day. Yeah. I mean, I guess he's been a decent actor.
Well, it looks like The Great War.
Yeah.
It's like that, but if The Great War was just on OBS.
On a computer?
It's literally just OBS and, yeah.
Who directed it? That'll make me feel better.
Like, it had to be given.
Probably Chat GPT.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Beast might have done
it. Who's Rich Lee? That'll help.
That's a Bruce Lee's All-American reject.
Oh, wow. Lee started.
He's a front man from the All-American
Broadway
reject.
Shows.
Oh, he did Buckfest.
Oh, that's good.
But the thing is.
Mark Hyman.
Did you see who's in it?
Wow.
Eva Longoria.
Hmm.
But the, yeah, it was produced in September 2020.
Imagine that. Something that's so good, they sat on it.
Hmm.
Well, the theory that Lou Carini had was that they sat on it and they didn't want to release it, but then they, like, the meme culture changed where, like, they knew if
it
they
became
released,
fashionable to release.
Yeah, like, it's so bad that they knew people would watch it because it was so bad sort of thing. But it's a fun one.
This is like a reaction to COVID right here.
Yeah, everyone's in lockdown.
Isn't that also when he started talking shit too?
I don't know.
If you go to Ice Cube, then look up controversy and then the date of his controversy. Oh, tweets at me. It's 2020. There you go.
Oh, anti-Semitic?
Man, it's run Hollywood.
Thanks a lot, Ice. Anything new that we don't know?
Lots of shit going down, Charles.
Holy
shit. How much time you got?
You got balls to be talking like that, brother.
Big old balls. Round us in basketball. Standing 6 feet tall.
The big ass dick putting butts to sleep.
Sleepy, yo. I'll give him straight up Z-Quil in my balls.
Tell us something we don't know, Ice.
All right, fine. Run Hollywood.
What? I can't believe the balls Ice has to say that in public.
And they run the Academy Awards, too.
What do they got in the links, Chris?
We got some violence.
Jeff Trosser talked about it.
Yo, street violence?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Who they got fighting on in my water parks?
Irish people.
Nope.
Oh, I can tell by the Irish broke.
That's sad. That's so sad. Chasing women away.
Oh, I hope the son gets involved. The little kid.
So who's someone's been calling me an owl?
Oh, wow. Don't stop until you've completed it.
So sad.
Mm.
I like when they spin the camera and there's white guys like this. Getting ready to go to bed.
Well, everybody's always down for a good laugh. Put her butt to sleep.
Today was such a good day, I didn't have to use my AK.
Put it down!
Is there a lion in the room? What the fuck?
There you go.
That's sad.
This must be over a kidnapping or something, right? There must be something severe, like a child kidnapping.
I think they just uncovered human trafficking, I think, and yeah. They get their ass beat. Unless it's something that maybe most intelligent people kind of brush off or could cope with naturally and normally with resilience.
This one's really crazy.
A guy setting fire to the metro in South Korea.
That's wild.
Whoa. You can see the gasoline.
Shit. Yeah.
A little bit of gas.
Uh-oh.
Just dumping a little bit of gas in there.
What kind of guy's going to do that?
South Korean man.
Are you kidding? I mean, South Korea must be pretty rough.
Whoa. That's not good.
It's a choo-choo train. It's a fire on the choo-choo train.
Well, the train's metal, so it's not going to catch on fire.
Yeah, technically, it's just going to actually, all the accelerant, once it's burned off, it's a...
I thought that was like from NFL Blitz or something. It looked like a video game.
It's Tommy Davidson in Ace Ventura 2 right now. That's Jim Carrey underneath there.
Holy shit.
It's got the Naruto headband.
It didn't hurt him.
American Heroes.
Was that a baseball dad fighting a Omnizillion?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are they fighting on turf?
It just feels right.
Holy shit.
Feels better.
What's up with his hips?
Now, this guy's ass, he's got this ass crack going all the way up his back here.
Wow.
This is fucking nuts.
Yeah. It looks like they're having fun.
They're having so much fun.
Ozzy Osbourne was there.
But taking hits gives you brain damage worse after 18, 17. So does it? Isn't it like kind of a, I mean, taking hits all the time, like you got to stop at some point.
You
don't
want to get hit in the head.
Yeah. Didn't Ozzy Osbourne get punched in the head to death?
Yeah, his orderly at the nursing home beat his ass.
They were sparring and he took one too many hits and he, well.
His Jamaican lady.
How does that fight end? Is there a winner or is that just?
They both knock each other out at the same time.
What's the significance? It's death sentence is the guy's name?
Yeah, death sentence versus.
This is a backwards man.
Death Swinton, Swinties?
Tilda Swinton's half brother, I believe.
What is the caption? Death Swinties? Is that?
I think it's sentence because the W key is next to the E.
Zachary?
Oh.
There we go.
These guys are winded.
Slaps
now.
Working. Get that working there.
He's got to go for a bicycle kick.
Get that kick working. He's got a bundle of grapes in his pants. He's got those slaps working overtime.
I wish he was doing backflips like in Highlander, winding himself before a fight to the death.
Oh, damn.
Damn. I was rooting for him.
They gave it to him. They gave it to the crowd.
I think there's footage of Mighty Mouse trying to train that guy. Can you go to YouTube and type in Mighty Mouse street beefs? And the guy's like not taking any of his instruction.
Holy shit. I thought you were talking about the cartoon.
No. I'm talking about Demetrius Johnson. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It is.
Yeah. Death sentence. And he's like telling this guy what to do and the guy's not doing it. And Demetrius Johnson is just like, listen, if you're not going to listen, I can't help you.
Who's the kid?
He's the kid.
Zach Cray.
He looks like he'd be on Fish Tank.
Yeah. He looks like the type that we would not let on Fish Tank because we'd be too much for Fish Tank.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, man, this guy's going to do too much shit. That's his audition?
Yeah.
Is that?
He sends this in.
Oh, shit.
It's Floyd Mayweather.
He's dead.
Is there an interest chart down at the bottom? Can we see if people care about any of this crap?
Nope.
BJJ practice.
So, I decided I will promise.
I already saw you got jiu-jitsu.
Whoa, that tat? No.
That's a tattoo.
I like that guy's dome.
What? Dude.
That's a tattoo.
No.
If that's a tattoo, I'm done.
Bro, why is Mighty Mouse touching that guy? You should call the cops. You should get arrested.
Oh, no. Oh, no, the triangle.
Good.
Hey, doing good, assassin.
He dies. He still dies.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's the fucking craziest tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, all around the head.
That's like horrifying, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that guy should get 6 years to life.
Holy shit.
He realized he was going bald and he's like, I got the solution.
I got this.
He's watching Conan. Yeah. He sees there's like a woman that has that on that he wants to look like.
Hi, tattoo shop. You're never going to believe this.
Yeah. You guys see Conan?
You will? All right, I'm on my way.
The ruby activates at night.
Yeah.
He just keeps on holding a ruby up to like a fake cheap plastic ruby and it keeps falling down and that's his like his superpower is to like
man.
Holy fuck.
Hard way, man. I know hard way.
Cops being bullied, what's this from?
That sounds like something from Police Academy.
Oh, wow. These guys.
Whoa, bro.
These guys have the hardest job in the world. We got to support him. Back the blue. All right. Thin blue line.
Oh.
I would die for this guy's right to be a cop.
Man, this is crazy.
Just going to start beating ass.
Why are they taking that? Just arrest him.
He did a takedown.
She tried to ride her like a pig.
He breaks her back.
Rip her tits out. Shoot him all. Shoot the old guy.
What is the old guy doing?
It's his girlfriend.
Fucking moron.
It's the governor. It's the mayor. They ran into the mayor by chance.
Is this what's happening in my town?
This should be executions all around.
That's Clint Eastwood over there.
This is so sad.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Imagine if you tried doing that.
Yeah.
Damn.
There'd be half of your head off in a second. Mm.
Go back to our links. Let's get something. Let's bite into something chunky.
Okay.
What's Ibaza phenotype final boss?
More
chimps.
The guy with the teeth.
Yeah.
He's got pictures. He's always smiling. I think that's so silly. That is just silly. He's like smiling.
And getting a surgical smile.
It's so silly. Are guys getting sillier and sillier as time goes on?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole new class. Whole new class of men out here, and they're rocking. They're living it up. It's their world.
This can't be real.
This is the Ibiza final boss.
Wow, look at that picture, bro. Holy shit.
He's smiling.
He's 26.
He's 38.
Bro.
Damn.
He's in a jet.
How do you get your hair like that?
It's just clean. It's just smooth.
A lot of mushrooms.
I think if you're so good at certain things, you can be that good.
You can be a mushroom tip.
He's a big dickhead on his shoulders.
It's like a piss hole on the top of his head.
He's smiling.
He's pissing out of the top of his head. He just bends over in the toilet and pisses out of the top of his head.
He's the type who get hair replacement, like facial hair replacement. You ever see those?
Yeah.
Where they make like an unnatural beard line.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one that he has.
He's smiling.
Imagine fucking this guy if you're a girl at Ibiza. You're like, oh, he seems pretty like a nice guy. You wake up and this guy is smiling at you.
You're getting fucked by him. You're loving it.
You're calling your mom saying you met someone.
Wait, is there any picture of his eyes?
Nope. He doesn't have any.
Are there videos of this fella? What does he say? What does he say in the videos? I want him to see what his swag is here.
Chuck, what are you saying? Are we going on the wall? Why not? Yeah, man.
Listen, hey. Doesn't make any sense.
Tell him. Chuck, what are you saying? Are we going on the wall? Why not?
Oh, it's all. I don't think he talks.
What is going on?
The only recorded videos of him is there's just blaring music.
You just got dominated by a bowl cut, and no, there's nothing you can do about it. On August 3rd, 2025, the official TikTok account for the 06 West Ibiza Club posted a short video of a stop. Hours after the original video went viral, he stepped forward.
It's like soccer or something when you see the popularity of it and you realize there's the outnumbering us like 50-1. There's an entire world of like, characters that should just be, they don't make sense and they should be erased.
I understand.
Like tracksuit wearing. Yeah.
Chavs.
It's like weird dog breeds.
Yeah, weird dog breeds. They don't belong in the. In the kennel or anywhere.
They belong with Michael Vick.
Well, what's even worse than this is when you realize how big, like, European rave culture is.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even in Russia and, like, Miami and, like, all these areas that are just like, oh, no, it's the best. And you realize they have, like, drug brain. Like, my cousin, I have cousins who do, like, E and they go to concerts and they're, like, fucking...
Yeah.
And this is, they think shit like this is, like, they get fucked up and think, like, they ran into him at a club. They'd be like, yo, it's Final Boss. And they would stay with him for 3 days. You know what I mean? They would spend like $10,000 to try to figure out how to get this guy to stay with them. And they would, dude, I can't believe he's still here. They're eating pizza with him. And all they can say is, yo, he's here.
Bro. No.
And it's like, remember the fucking, and then they'll bring it up for the rest of their life every 3 weeks. I can't stand.
Sad.
It's the popularity of DJ Pauly D.
Hmm.
Not necessarily him, but like the his followers are, you know what I mean? Like people who are.
J Wow.
Situation.
I can't believe those days.
Vinny Guadiano.
Who's the little one? The woman that was.
Oh, Snooki?
Snooki.
Yeah, there it is. Those are sad days, though.
She's got an OnlyFans?
That's. Must be pornographic.
I think they just did a reboot.
It didn't go well.
There's a clip from this show that
people weren't having it.
I don't think so. I know Pauly D does fine though.
Yeah,
he's got a residency.
He's got a residency.
Yeah, in Vegas.
What, DJing?
We have the same accountant as him.
Imagine that.
You know that?
What, DJing?
Yeah, DJ residency. He's got like bread. He's got a lot of money. Like,
how much does he make?
I think he has like 15 or 20 million, and he makes like. Yeah, there we go. But I think it's like legit. He actually has 20 million. Oh, here we go. He makes I think he makes like $1 million for the Jersey Shore thing. And then, here we go, $40,000 a night, $25,000 a night.
Wow.
Okay.
They're big.
Shit.
Yeah, they draw.
I know DJs make money.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
And he's a workaholic.
Wow.
Like DJ Pauly D's like a sober workaholic.
Good for him.
Damn.
Yeah. We share the same accounting firm. And he's been there for like 15 years.
I don't know.
Is he black?
This is DJ Diesel.
Oh.
We don't need to see DJ Diesel.
No.
Is that Shaquille?
It's Shaquille. Hi, Shaq. It's me, the general.
Oh, shit.
I forgot about... What was that?
Shaq talking to the general.
That shit was unbelievable.
Hey, Shaq. Great set. Can I press the steam button?
Oh my god, that's so silly.
All right, what's the last just for thoroughness, what's the gentrification in NOLA?
It's probably something it was, it's probably about shit. Golf.
It's racially charged for sure. It's like
people crashing a live band with a band.
People getting cuz I guess the culture there is like those marching bands will come into like bars and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But I think like
it was already a band playing.
They're kicking him out. Yeah. So.
Wouldn't you love that to do that? This someone screaming at you, his life is better if he never sees you again. You're just like, you're existing. You're breathing the same air as him. Yeah, they're actually pretty good.
Who's getting pushed?
Yo, dude. Yeah,
how did that go from that to that? Wow. This is the corniest shit ever.
Please, sir. Please, sir, leave, please.
Oh, they got. Oh, shit. It's escalated.
Stop recalling.
Get him with a drumstick. Play the guy.
He's got his arm all the way up his ass. What a nice night out. Oh, she needs a cigarette.
Was she panhandling right there?
She's asking for a sip of his drink.
Hold on. Did she ask for money?
Holy shit.
Get out of the way.
That's the funniest part of anything I've ever seen.
Are they shaking hands? I wish they shaked hands after a fight.
Cool out. Cool out.
Can I just get $2 to get some cigarettes, please?
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Can I get $2 to get some cigarettes?
Cigarettes for sex.
Can I get $2?
What about that?
Leave me alone.
And you better not be in areas like this. You got to get the hell away from these people.
This looked worse than Mad Max.
This is crazy.
That's New Orleans.
That'll be Skankfest.
Skankfest.
You got to get the hell away from these people.
Zatarans.
Zatarans.
The panhandling during the fight was the craziest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Do you think she was just really funny and doing it to roast the video? She's the most memorable thing.
That would be amazing.
Maybe she was just really smart.
Really smart?
She wow. Could be.
I have to assume.
When is Skankfest?
November 11th.
Oh, fuck.
November, yeah.
I don't think I can go.
Oh.
Skip it.
I'll.
You could do a remote show.
Like Michael Jackson. I just can't. Accepting an award.
I can't travel. It's just too distracting and fucks me up.
It's fun. Planes are comfortable.
I hate flying.
It fucks me up for like 2 weeks if I travel one time. I'm just not doing it again.
Yeah, you kind of lose your previous. You lose the before and after day of travel, I feel.
And you lose momentum in the work in the gym.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Supposedly there's a way around it, and you get fitness, lifetime fitness memberships.
No, there's not, because it's the way around is they tell you to work out in the gym.
Or the hotel gym is a waste of time.
Work out when you're on the road. The last two times we went out, I got like so fat and like as soon as we got back, I decided I'm not going to do it again. I got too fat.
It's very easy.
Can't do it.
You get fat, you get thrown off your routines. They're like, work out in the hotel gym. There's a fucking leg press machine. there's like a tricep.
And they stink too. They always smell like
mold.
Cleaner and mold.
The medicine ball store is still my favorite.
Oh my God.
What happened with that?
I fucking woke up in Chicago and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm thinking it's like a fucking like a thing you pick up and throw. I throw a fucking ball down, it bounces back, busts my lip open.
Oh,
it's like the unreal. First 1 second in the gym. I have a mouthful of blood.
Punched
like,
in the face by gym equipment.
It was literally like I got punched in the fucking mouth. I was so pissed off. I was like, then we go outside. We're in Chinatown in Chicago. And then, like, that was the worst day ever. I was like, this fucking day sucks.
People acting like they're pulling guns, weird play. It was crazy.
Get me the fuck out of here. Mm-mm.
Chicago is beautiful. That's why we fought them. I love Chicago before all the fires. It looked like something out of Gene Wolfe.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like something out of Jack Vance or like this. Wow. Burned down a fire. A cow knocked over a candle and the whole city went up. And then we just filled it all in with blacks.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.